You are listening to the audio production of Beholding, Deepening Our Experience in God by Strawn Coleman, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. Forward written and read by John Mark Comer. Dedication. For Jude, already held.
Forward. By John Mark Comer of Practicing the Way. Deep in the subterranean recesses of every human heart is an ache for God, for love, for beauty, for a peace to stand against the sea of chaos. Pascal called it the God-shaped hole, the inner void we all seek to fill. Not long ago, in the heyday of secularism's seeming triumph over Christianity in the West, this idea of a God-shaped hole seemed like a quaint myth, believed upon by preachers of the gospel, scoffed at by equally ardent preachers of Western-style secularism. Look at the, quote, lost, they claimed. They aren't moping around in existential angst while reading Nietzsche on Sunday morning instead of repenting of sin at church. They are out to brunch with friends, reveling in the lifestyle of the upwardly mobile, free to eat and drink and believe and say and do and sleep with whoever and whatever they want. Is there a greater happiness? Now, that feels like the quaint myth. As Jesus once put it, wisdom is justified by her children. The mirage of a God-free, happy life has burned off in the fire of the last decade. In its place, we have the rise and fall of Donald Trump, the worldwide chaos and loss of 2020, a global uprising over systemic racism, an opioid crisis, a mental health epidemic, spiking rates of all the harbingers of doom, crime, murder, suicide, sexual assault, addiction, etc. In the ashes of COVID's worldwide purge, where have people turned? To identity politics, to conspiracy theories, to militant secularisms on the left and the right, to religions no less than Christianity, but religions without love. Dogmas that divide into us versus them, that stoke anger and ire, that decimate peace and disseminate fear, that promise the heaven of whatever, and leave millions in the wake of disillusionment and despair. But behind all the rage, the ache is still there, gnawing at the human heart, across continents and creeds. My friend Strawn has written a liturgy for the ache. He's put lyrics and music and melody to the deepest desire of the heart, the desire for God. Not just to know about God, as the cliche goes, but to know God by direct experience, to experience emotionally what is true of us theologically by the cross and the coming of the Spirit. That we are in Christ, which is the best definition of contemplation I know. Strawn is a fellow contemplative. We share the same ache. We met years ago on a trip to New Zealand, and he was immediately a kindred spirit, a soul on a similar journey to God. This book tells his story and, in a way, writes a new story for the rest of us. Many generations ago, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." Strawn is one who has found the ancient paths. Like all the great saints and sages down through church history, he discovered it not in a library or university classroom, but on a bed of suffering. In his case, literally. He let perseverance finish its work, and it enriched his soul with wisdom and insight into the path to God. As he rested, he found rest. The path to rest for your souls is, as it's always been, the path of true prayer, a prayer that goes beyond asking God for what we want, to letting God become what we most desire, a prayer of letting go as much as reaching out to grasp. Upon this path, our shepherd is Jesus himself, our
Sample complete. Ready to continue?